Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday, the 27th of October. Starting as early as next Monday, at-home COVID testing kits will be available from supermarket chains Woolworths and Coles. Rapid antigen test kits can return results in as little as 15 minutes and will cost anywhere between $10 and $30 per kit. However, the results given by these at-home kits are not considered a proper diagnosis. If your rapid antigen kit returns a positive result, you're advised to go to a clinic for a further PCR test administered by a professional. New South Wales recorded 304 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 3 deaths. This includes a man in his 30s from Sydney's inner west who had received a single dose. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 83 new cases, 24 in Newcastle, 20 in Cessnock, 11 in Port Stephens, 7 in Lake Macquarie, 6 in Maitland, 6 in Tamworth, 5 in Midcoast, 3 in Dungog, and 1 in Armidale. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 7 new cases, 3 in Cowra, 2 in Wellington, 1 in Orange, and 1 in Walgett. The Far West Local Health District recorded just one new case in Barronga. On to Victoria, where there were 1,534 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 13 deaths. Among those 13 were a man in his 30s and a woman in her 40s. This brings the total number of active cases across Victoria to 24,164. Regional Victoria recorded 226 new cases. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.